You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take your Bibles and let's turn to the book of Revelation tonight. We're going to begin in Revelation chapter 1, but we're just going to look at one thought, and then we're going to move over to our message. Revelation 1. I wonder tonight, as you turn there, and ushers, just bring these parents on in. Let them just filter back in, if you will. I wonder, do you want God to bless you?
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know, it is so easy to get God to bless us. Look what the Bible says in Revelation 1:3. Blessed. God says, I'm going to pour a blessing out on you. Blessed is he that readeth. Now, wait a minute. He's going to be talking about this book of Revelation. God says he'll bless you just by reading it.
Right. Yes, sir.
When in your Bible reading time, you're in the book of Revelation, just begin prayer. Say, God, you're going to bless me for reading this book. The book of Revelation. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear. God blesses when I listen to the book of Revelation. This is what he's going to say here. Blessed is he that readeth, and he that heareth the words of this prophecy. And what's the next word? Keep those things which are written for the Lord, for the time is at hand. I want to speak about the rapture of the church. The time is at hand. And God says he'll bless us in these closing days if we just read it.
Amen.
If we'll just keep it. If we'll just listen to the word of God. God says, I'll pour out a blessing upon you. Father, I thank you so much for your word, the Bible. I thank you that it's true. And I pray that, God, you would allow it to find lodging in our heart tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. For the time is at hand. Go with me to Revelation chapter 4, please. Revelation 4. And as you turn to Revelation 4, put your hand right there. Go back to chapter 1 one more time. Just put your hand right there. We're coming right back. Chapter 1, verse number 19. Let's read verse 19, the three tenses here. Ready? Begin. Chapter 1, verse 19. Begin. Write the things which thou hast
seen,
and the things which
are,
and the things which
shall
be. Well, here's the hereafter. We've already seen the things that are and the things that are happening right now. The church age. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, 2, and 3, all about the seven churches of the book of Revelation. But the church, after chapter 4, verse 1, goes silent. To chapter 22, the last chapter, verse 16. That's the next time you find the word church mentioned. Why? We're not here. Let me try that again. We're not here. In those following chapters, after this chapter, is the tribulation time. We're not going through the tribulation, child of God. Now, you can go through if you want, but I'm not going through the tribulation. I believe the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Wherefore shall we ever be with the Lord? No, I'm not going through. First, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 8, God has not appointed us unto wrath. The wrath of God will be poured out on planet Earth, but God never places his wrath on his children. He'll place judgment. We get out of line, he can judge us, he can deal with it. He chastises us. Oh, there's chastisement maybe going on in your life tonight, that discipline that God's doing in your life, not because he's mad, not because you're sinning, not because you're wicked, because he's trying to make you more conform to his image. And God allows chastisement, and God allows punishment, but we're not going through his wrath. His wrath is going to be poured out on planet Earth. The Bible says in chapter 4, verse 1, after this, well, let's stop right there. After what? After the church age. After the seven churches. After the church is gone. We'll see it here. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. Now the scene shifts from earth to where? Heaven. We're in heaven now. The Bible says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as the voice of a trumpet talking with me, which said, here, three words, read them together. Ready? Come up hither. And I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. We just read about the hereafter in verse 19. The rapture does not occur. That word does not incur in the Bible. But the rapture, the thought of it does, for the fact the rapture just means the snatching away. That God is going to snatch away. God will not allow his church to go through the tribulation. There are 21 judgments. The vial judgment, the bowl judgment, the trumpet judgment. And God is going to pour chapter 6 through chapter number 21, chapter 20, his judgment upon mankind. And millions will die. And millions, seven women will take hold of one man. You see, for a Jew, it was embarrassing to be single. It's not embarrassing to be single. God hasn't brought a mate in your life. Don't be embarrassed with that. Seven men will take hold of one man and say, we'll wear our own apparel. We'll provide our own apparel. We'll provide our own food. But just give us your name, that we be no more reproach. It was a reproach for a young lady to be single in the Old Testament. Why is there so much singleness in the Great Tribulation? That's Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1 I quoted. Why is there so much singleness? Because chapter 3, there's great bloodshed and men are dying by the millions. And there'll not be enough men to go around. And women will say, we just want your name. We don't want you to, we don't want your dress standards. We don't want you to provide dress for us. We don't want you to provide food for us. We don't want it. We just want your name. But a child of God needs a lot more than just a name. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Come up hither. I want you to see with me in this text, as we're talking about the rapture of the church, the scene has changed from earth to heaven. And the Bible says, after this, after the church age is over, I looked. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, keep your eyes peeled. It ought to be that we sing every day. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. That'll prevent a lot of arguing with your wife and husband. If Jesus Christ is truly coming again, and it may be tonight, it may be the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and take us out of here tonight. It may be next week, it may be next month, it may be next year, it may be one decade. I don't know, but I do know that it is going to be very soon. I'm watching, it's like reading the prophecy of the Bible as you read the newspaper. My newspaper's on my phone, but I see what Mr. Putin is doing with Crimea. He's already taken Crimea. Why did he need to take Crimea? Because of access to the Black Sea. That's all he wanted. He wanted that Black Sea. And now Ukraine, why? He wants more addition to that Black Sea. Why? Much of the Black Sea is under solid ice 12 months out of the year, but there's regions of it that is not, and that's the shipping canal, and that is the canal that takes you straight into Israel. And Russia, Ezekiel 38-39, is going to come down from the north, and Russia, Moscow, is directly north from Israel, from Jerusalem. And she's going to come down, the Bible says, and swoop in. Well, they'll use that Black Sea. So much of what's happening in this Middle East today with Egypt. Egypt is going to turn on, it's going to turn on Israel. And Egypt's going to invade from the south. And they're going to come in, and it may be Hamas coming in, and it may be the Taliban coming in, but they're going to come in, and they're going to invade into Israel. And Russia's going to invade from the north, and from the east, 200 million soldiers from China are going to invade in Israel. And from the Mediterranean Sea, they're going to come from the west, and they're all going to gather to a place called Armageddon. And there's going to be a bloodbath. we won't be here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a time. We'll be in heaven. And I look, keep your eyes alert, because maybe today my Lord will come for me. I wish I could say it's every moment of the day, but many times throughout the day I think, Lord, is it today? Is it tonight? Is it this morning? Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but it's going to be soon that Jesus is coming again. I looked, keep your eyes peeled. And the Bible says, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. Thank God for an open door in heaven. An open door where you can get saved tonight. Are you saved? I mean, truly. Are you truly? Maybe you made some profession, but you never meant it, or you didn't understand it. But are you saved? Is your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, in the Book of Revelation, where God records your name? Is your name in that book? Is your name written down? If we go through the alphabet and we come to the T's and we're Treber, there's a Fred Treber, my grandfather. There's a Marie Treber, my grandmother. There's a Chris Treber. There's an Andy Treber. There's a Ernie Treber. There's a Gottlieb Treber. There's all these Trebers. But how about the letter J for Jack? Is my name in there? I'm glad. 69 years ago, God on a Sunday night put my name in the Book of Life. Has been there for nearly almost 70 years. God's had my name in that book. The door is open. Jesus said, I'm the door. Any man come unto me, you got to come through the door. You got to come through Christ. For people of that. Why? Because they have no hope. No hope. Here's a country boy, just loves God, loves the Word of God. They have room for 48 and 71 show up. Why is that? Here's a country boy that's been born again, been saved. And the Bible says, and I heard the voice, as I heard it was a trumpet talking with me, and said, come up hither. Come up hither. What's Jesus doing? Turn with me to John chapter 14. What's Jesus doing for us tonight? Well, I tell you what. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. What's Jesus doing? Thirdly, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm sending building materials right now up to heaven. I'm praying daily for this project out front. I was praying this afternoon for that project, and I've got it all planned out, the goals for this week. I've got it planned out that on Monday they're pouring the ramps, the handicap ramps, and this end and this. It's already passed the inspection. It's ready to go. And then they worked all day yesterday, got all the asphalt up, and trailer after trailer, huge trucks were in there, semi-trucks taking it out. And they're going to finish all that grading. And then I've got down that they're going to be building the steps to the gazebo area. And then I've got that gazebo on top, and I've got it in my mind they're going to be putting all the 2x8s up there and getting it all put together. And I've got it in my mind, I don't believe the windows are ready to go. We're having a hard time getting those windows here. But I believe by God's grace they could show up this week and we could have windows going in.
Amen.
You know, I'm just so excited about it. I go out there 2-3 times a day and just look around, talk to them, take pictures. Those Hispanic men, there's 20 to 24 working every day. They can't speak with me and I can't speak with them, but they know, they light up when I come out there. Brother Reamers, we go out every day a couple of times and they light up. They smile, they wave. We provide lunch for them on Friday. We provide Jamba Juice one day. We just love it. They love us. But I tell you what, building that is so refreshing because all the materials are in place and I've sent my materials ahead. I've tried to send material ahead to God. He's building me a mansion. I don't know, Brother Frommel, God bless him. His mansion may be done tomorrow, not by tomorrow. And God says, come on home, Brother Ira. Come on home to heaven. I tell you, not only is Jesus building me a mansion, he's coming again. He said, verse 14, verse number 3, and if I go, verse 3, and prepare a place for you, read it together, I will come again. I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, Jesus is preparing us a house. Jesus asked us to look after this. I saw all these things. And then I want you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In 1 Thessalonians, I find that as Jesus is coming again, he's going to offer a shout. Look what the Bible says.
Yes, amen.
Brethren, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, chapter 4, verse 13, concerning them which are asleep, those that have died, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so shall he also bring which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, go ahead of them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Amen.
Our God is an independent fundamental Baptist, I'll tell you that right there. It's not a, well, brethren, I want you to get ready. And you're coming up to be with me for all eternity. That may be a modern day Methodist or Presbyterian, but that's not an independent temperamental Baptist. The Lord will descend from heaven with a shout. He's coming back. And notice what else? A shout and the voice of the archangel. He's bringing angels with them. And the trump. Maybe it's Sean Jackson on that trumpet. Maybe Brother Mofi, one of these men down here, the trump of God and the dead shall rise first. Look what else happens. Not only are we going to rise, we're going to rise to be with him. And we which are alive and remain shall be, here it is, caught up, raptured up together with them into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. What a day that will be. Chapter 4. It's only 11 verses, but 12 times you have the word throne. Why is the word throne so preeminent? Because we're moving from earth to heaven. And what are we going to do around that throne of God? Well, look what the Bible says. And when we saw those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders, I don't know who the 24 elders are. It could be First Chronicles chapter 16. There are 24 elders that are in the Old Testament. It could be them. It could be the 12 tribes of Jacob and the 12 disciples. I don't know. And you don't know. And that's just one of the secret things that belong to God. And the 24 elders fall down before him. And sat on the throne. You imagine when you see King Jesus, you fall down and worship him that liveth forever and ever. Second time you see forever and ever, you see it in verse number 9, forever and ever. You see it again in verse 10, forever and ever. And cast their crowns before the throne. God's going to give me some crowns. There are crowns to be won. We've covered that in days gone by. You can win there's a soul winner's crown. There's a faithful servant. There's for you people that suffer. You're in wheelchairs and you're in walkers and you have health problems. You give yourself shots to live. And if you do it with grace and with God's goodness, God says, I got a crown for you. James chapter number 1. I've got a crown for you. And I have all these crowns. There's a shepherd's crown, which I believe all you Sunday school teachers, I'm a shepherd. But I'm a teacher of the Word of God. I believe all you teachers can win these crowns. And I believe by the grace of God, I'm going to have some crowns. I believe it. There's the faithfulness crown. What reason I stayed in this church all these years? I wanted to be faithful. I want a faithful crown. What am I going to do with that crown? Well, I'm going to walk all around heaven with all these crowns on my head and say, look at me. Look who I am. No, that's not what the Bible says. We're going to take those crowns. And what does it say? We're going to cast them at his feet and say, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. He is coming again. He is coming again. This very same Jesus, rejected of men. CNN doesn't care about Jesus. MSNBC doesn't care about Jesus. ABC News doesn't care about none of those crowds, none of that crowd. Hollywood doesn't care about Jesus. They mock his holy name. Oh, but look what the Bible says in verse number 8. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. What a holy God we serve. Thank God for the rapture. Are you ready for the rapture? Are you ready? Is your name written in the book of life? Are you born again? Not are you Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or Catholic or a Mormon or whatever. Not are you religious. Not are you given money. Are you saved? For grace by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Are you saved?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.